Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight, this is Saturday night, July 1st. We are halfway into the year 2017. Saturday night, July 1st, 2017. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live each Saturday and each Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. We come over this worldwide platform bringing the word of God, the good news of Jesus Christ. So I'm asking all listeners, as we always do, I'm asking you to please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he brings forth the word of God on tonight. Please get your Bibles and pens ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he brings God's word on tonight. But before we go any further, we always open up in prayer. So I'm going to ask all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer and our request, Heavenly Father, that you will receive our prayer on tonight. Heavenly Father, we first come giving you praise, glory, and honor for who and all that you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what we see or hear on the news. We thank you that you are in total control. You're awesome in all your ways. You are so worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, on tonight, I come asking that you will forgive me and my entire family of all of our sins and our transgressions. And my guest on tonight, Pastor Norman King, forgive him and his family of all of their sins and transgressions, Heavenly Father, so that our prayers and that the word that's going to come through the man of God on tonight would not be hindered on tonight, but it would accomplish everything that you set forth to do on tonight, that you would be glorified through it all, and that the enemy, Satan, will be horrified. We come, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. I lift up in a special way the young man that I met on today at Bishop Park. I met young Casey, Heavenly Father. He's suffering with polio. Him and his family, his mother, they're from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I had the privilege of meeting them on today. And so I told them I'm going to be calling out his name and lifting him and his family up in prayer. So that's what I'm doing. You know who he is, Heavenly Father, and you know that you have a purpose for his life. Even though he may be have an ailment in his body, he can still be used by you. So continue to strengthen his body, strengthen his faith, his hope and his trust in you, Heavenly Father, not only him, but his entire family, that they can be used by you, that their God purpose will be fulfilled, that you'll be glorified. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we also come lifting up all those that are bereaved. Heavenly Father, touch, heal, and deliver. And, oh, God, comfort and strengthen them as you know how. Because we, sometimes as humans, we don't know what to say and we don't know how to say it. But we know that you are a comforter. And we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So comfort and strengthen, Heavenly Father, each one. Let them feel your presence, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would do this for us and that you would be glorified through it. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that may be tuned in on tonight that are spiritually blind, who do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that as the word goes forth and as this broadcast goes forth on tonight, that something will be said on tonight that you would touch the hearts and the minds of those that are still spiritually blind, that their hearts would be pricked on tonight, that they would surrender and yield and confess their sins and open their own mouth and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts, whereby they can be saved. And once they're saved, Heavenly Father, they will know their God purpose. They will walk in it, and they will live in it and fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless all those that are faithfully tuning in to this broadcast, Heavenly Father, because we know it's a ministry, and we know it's not about us, but it's about you. So we're just grateful to be your vessels and your ambassadors on tonight. Have your way on tonight, that you'll be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all of the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying fat, F-A-T, which means or equals faithful, available, teachable, A-T. Once again, means or it equals faithful, available, teachable. And that's what we are to be as Christians on today. God wants us to be faithful. He wants us to be available and to be teachable so that we can, once we are doing those things, then we can be the doers of his word and we can be assets to the kingdom of God and we would not be scattering God's flock. So we thank God for that word on tonight, the spiritual food for thought. Well, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels and click on follow. I welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, in the form of announcements, I have two announcements, well, really one, and I'm so excited as what God is doing through this worldwide platform. Today, I thank God for this is my fourth year anniversary as a radio host on Blog Talk Radio and my first year as executive director and host. So I thank God for what he's doing in my life. And I thank God since then, he has opened another door for me. Now I have two other radio hosts that have their own shows up under me. And if you have a pen and paper, please take down this information so that you can tune into them and listen to them and be blessed by the word that the Lord has given to this young man and this young woman that have their own radio shows up under me. First, we have Prophetess Verdera Hayward. Her show is aired every fourth Saturday from 6:30 to 7 p.m., and her show title is Releasing the Sound. Again, Prophetess Verdera Hayward, every fourth Saturday from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we have Brother Jose Dorsey. His show title is titled Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey, and he comes on every first and every third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Again, that's Brother Jose Dorsey. His show title is Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. Again, he comes on every first and every third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. So I'm asking you all to please tune in and be blessed by the word through this young man and through this woman of God. So right now I have met Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministry in Greensboro, North Carolina. He is standing by to deliver God's word on tonight. So I'm asking the listeners, please have your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God on tonight so that you will not think that he's making up things or just saying things off the top of his head. You'll be able to read it for yourself and see what God is saying through his word on tonight. But before he comes with the word, I am going to do another musical selection on tonight, and I pray that it be a blessing to those that are listening on tonight, and I pray that you will continue to tune in faithfully to this broadcast every for every Thursday and every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Well, in the form of music, I am going to play for the listening audience, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross. And we are living in such a evil time and evil days that we need to know that Jesus is near us, and we need to ask him to keep us near the cross, because there's so many things that can take us away and take our eyes off of God and off of our purpose and God's will for our lives. So we need to ask Jesus to keep us near the cross. So after I finish this musical selection, I'm going to come back and I'm going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King to deliver God's word. Enjoy. Praise the Lord on tonight. Again, we know we need to have Jesus, and we need to ask him to keep us near the cross, so that when we are kept near the cross, we know that through him, he would always lead and guide and direct us. He told us in his words that lean not to our own understanding, but in all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he will lead and guide us and direct us. So we need Jesus to keep us near the cross so that we will not go astray and we will not be liabilities to the kingdom of God, and we will not be scattering God's flock as Christians on today, that souls will be saved through our lives. And sometimes we don't have to open our mouths, just our presence in a room can change the atmosphere. So we need Jesus Christ today to keep us near the cross. I thank God for that song. So right now, we're going to bring forth Pastor Norman King, who's going to bring the word on tonight. Pastor Norman King, I am yielding the mic to you at this time to deliver God's word. Praise the Lord, Pastor King. Praise the Lord. I don't know what's going on, but until he comes on the line, I'm going to do a music break. I'm going to get Pastor Norman King back on the line. I'm guys going to ask you all to just keep us in prayer, because sometimes we know that technical difficulties do arise, because we know that the enemy don't want the word to go forth. So I'm going to ask that you would enjoy this musical selection, another musical selection, while I get Pastor Norman King back on the line. praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that. Through it all, we can give God total praise because he is truly worthy to be praised. Well, Pastor Norman King, are you on the line? Praise the Lord. Again, I don't know what happened. Pastor Norman King, I see his number is on my screen, but I do not know what's going on. I will try again to get Pastor Norman King on the line. I'm asking the listeners, please do not hang up. Please stay with us because he has a powerful word on tonight. And we see that the enemy do not want that word to go forth, but he is a liar on tonight. God's word will go forth on tonight. We just asking that you will bear with us and hang in there. He's going to call back in. So we're going to just continue to give God praise. We're going to continue to give God glory. Again, he is truly worthy to be praised on tonight. I just thank God for who he is. I thank God that he is not like man. Thank God he is not like man. He is a man of his word. When he says he's going to do something, God does exactly what he says he's going to do. Again,
can
God
you hear me
is
now?
Not like man. Searches the heart. Praise the Lord, Pastor Norman King. Yes, we hear you now. Thank you. I was just saying before you came back on the line, it was the enemy who's trying to stop the word, but we know it's an anointed word, and he don't want it to go forth. But he is a liar, and he's a deceiver, and we know that God has already given us the victory. So right now, Pastor Norman King, I'm yielding the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Praise God. Amen. I thank you. Yeah, the devil is a liar, and the truth ain't in him. So we know what that's all about, so we're not going to get overexcited because we know who's in control. Come on, somebody. Amen. And I thank God for the opportunity to be here tonight by God's grace and his mercy to share in your fourth year anniversary, Brother James. And I know that God is in control and he sits high and he looks low. So the word tonight is going to be coming out of Isaiah, the 31st chapter, verses 1 through 9. I will begin to read this time. Verse 1 says, "Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. They on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will rise against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is hoping shall fall down, and they all shall fail together. For thus hath the Lord spoken unto me, like as the lion and the young lion roaring on his prey, when the multitude of shepherds is called forth against him, he would not be afraid of their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them. So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion and for the hill thereof as birds flying. So will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem, defending also he will deliver it, and passing over, he will preserve it. Turn ye unto him from whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted, for in that day every man shall cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which your own hands have made unto you for a sin. Then shall the Australian fall for the sword, not of a mighty man, and a sword not a mean man shall devour him, but he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall be discomfited, and he shall pass over his stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the sign, said the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace in Jerusalem." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this is your word for your people, that I may be decreased and that you be increased. We pray all these things in Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Now, I know that was a lengthy scripture, but I want to make sure I cover those nine verses. And our subject tonight is, do you know who you are flocking with? Amen. Because there are, this word here was a word from God, because God saw that his own people start working with Egypt, which is considered the world, to handle God's business. And this was a warning. That's why I say it from verse 1, woe to them, talking about the people of God, woe to them that go down to the world for help. Come on, somebody, because we got too many of our people of God who's relying on Egypt for help in regards to God's business instead of relying on God. I heard Brother James in his prayer say that we're living in this evil day, a last day. Amen. I remember my mom used to say stuff like, it hurts me more than it hurts you. So I'm not coming tonight with a fire and brimstone word. I'm just coming to share with God's people what thus said the Lord in Isaiah, the 31st chapter. Because it's a strong warning to those who ignore. When I say those, it's talking about the people of God, not the world. There's already a certain expectation for the world, but we're talking about God's people who are supposed to what? Know better. Amen. So it's a strong warning to those who ignore God and place their trust in the world. Amen. We're living in a day and time that God's people is misplacing their trust, whether in an individual, a religion, a technology. You know, things can become very disastrous, and the consequences can be very disastrous. It is every person's responsibility to find out who is or is not trustworthy before taking any major step or making an important decision. Ask the question, why? Because failure to do so can result in a number of things. We talk about God's people failing to seek God and seeking the world, because things seem to be a certain way nowadays that even the church, the people of God, is allowing Egypt to control things in the house of God. And the same way this warning came back in Isaiah, it's a present word for today, because I see too much. You see too much of it. Amen. So what God is saying in his time, in a phrase we use these days, is don't get it twisted, saints. Just, in other words, just hold on. Amen. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't compromise. Amen. Just because it may look like we're going down, remember, God sits high and he looks low. I'm reminded of the children of Israel. I can only see Moses as a spiritual leader. God released the children of Israel out of Egypt. They go all the way to the Red Sea. Got to the Red Sea, and the people start complaining. They start talking junk to Moses. And I feel like Moses in a lot of situations in my own life. When I've done what the Lord said, hallelujah. But then people look at me like I'm crazy, just like I'm not walking with God because of all these things that I may be going through. I look at Apostle Paul three times. He had that pain that he started complaining. But after the third time, he realized, if I just stop focusing on the pain and focus on what thus said the Lord, come on, somebody, I can move forward. So in regards to this message tonight, I said that, I asked the question, why? Because failure to do so, failure to rely on God, failure to do what God say do, it will put us in some embarrassing situations. It would put us in some situation where our family would be hurt because our decisions that we make in compromising with the world, compromising with Egypt. We got too many people dying today. And what's happening, people, God, we are so too focused on services and all these programs, come on somebody, that we have lost sight of the Great Commission. We got the world implementing things in the house of God. Amen. And I want you to know today, in God's word, Isaiah still applies today, that God is not pleased. Let's look back at verse 1. Woe to them. Amen. I'm going to read this in Amplified. Same verse. In Amplified, it says, give me a minute. Praise the Lord. Amplified, it says, woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek the consult of the Lord. Now, the way I see God's word is that we, the people, God, are never a minority. We are always the majority. You know why? Because the word of God says greater is he who is in us than is he is of the world. We ain't got to settle for Egypt to lead or help us in handling God's business. That's not to say that there's some things that we cannot do with Egypt, but I'm talking about in regards to us seem to be overwhelmed, and we're seeking Egypt because of their appearance to be so mighty in all of what they have. Come on, somebody. God is still saying today, as he said back then, woe unto you, my people, who are relying on Egypt to do what I can do for you. Are you hearing me, church, tonight? Amen? Too many people are dying, and we are sitting now, and we're not obeying the Great Commission. Amen? True believers know that the only the Lord can meet the permanent longing and needs of the human heart. What we got to do, people, God, we got to trust in the Lord. Who should we trust? We should trust in the Lord, and we should not put our trust in man. And that was the fallacy that God charged against these people, because they was putting their trust in Egypt. Amen. And because the Lord is totally trustworthy, we must understand that he is the one who should be honored and respected. And he is the only one who should be trusted and obeyed. Amen. We must always remember who is in control. Now, the charge that God had against his people is that they all profess to know God, but they ignored him and his word. And we have a lot of people in the church. I don't mean to come the way I come tonight, but I got to obey the Lord. Amen? Because I see this, you know, as my mom used to say, it's getting late in the evening, y'all, and the sun is going down. See, these people here, I'm going to repeat myself here. It says they all professed to know the Lord, but they ignored him and his word. They refused to do what God said. Instead of trusting God, they placed their trust in Egypt, which is considered the world. But sadly, the world will eventually fail all who put their trust in it. Can you get amen? Amen? This present warning is the fourth woe issued by the Lord and his people, to his people. Like the previous warning, this woe is also directed at the pro-Egyptian group within Judah. Remember, and I'm saying remember because go back and read, like my cousin said earlier, go back and study the word of God for yourself. But remember that some of the leaders were seeking to form an alliance, with Egypt in order to withstand the Assyrian threat that lay just over the horizon. But check this out. But the Lord had warned the leaders against forming a partnership with the unbelieving, wicked Egyptian. And I'll say again, the same way God warned them, he's warning some of you on the side of my force right now. He's saying to you right now, don't put your confidence in Egypt, but trust in the Lord thy God, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, because he shall what? Direct your path. And let me go a little farther with this. King Hezekiah of Judah and his people was facing a terrible crisis. the Australians, the most powerful nation on earth at that time, were a cruel people who sought world domination. And that ain't no different than what we got going on in the world today. In particular, being that we are in the United States of America, let's speak about America. We are faced with the same spirit. Hallelujah. And then here it is, King Hezekiah, and his people was facing this terrible crisis. Now, Isaiah warned and the leadership against forming alliances with surrounding nations to withstand the Australian forces. Now, Isaiah, God's man, who was given the warning, I'm that person tonight that the Holy Spirit is leading to warn you. The same way Isaiah warned Hezekiah. Amen. Quit forming yourself together with Egypt to handle God's business. That's why a lot of the church is so jacked up today. Because we feel because they presenting the monies and all of the extras appeared to be that make a person according to Egypt to be more powerful, that we can't get it done without what they want to contribute. But the same woe God gave then, he's giving the same woe tonight. Amen. Instead of trusting the arm of the flesh, the power of other nations, they need to trust the Lord. We need to trust the Lord. Don't ever think that you are powerless, because if you got the Lord in you, you are powerful. Come on, somebody. Greater is he who is in you than he that's of the world. Amen? And I got a question for you. As I look down here in verse 5, let me get verse 5 here. Okay, let's see here. Before verse 5, let me look at this verse 3. It says, now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that hath it shall fall. In other words, the church and Egypt is going to fall together. And he that is hopeless shall fall down, and they all shall what? Fail together. Look at verse 4. For thus hath the Lord spoken unto me, like as the lion and the young lion roaring on his prey, when a multitude of shepherds, come on, is called forth against him, he will not be afraid of their voice. In other words, that lion is not going to be afraid of the shepherd's voice, because that shepherd has compromised. If this fits you, then you got a word. Come on, somebody. Amen. Other words, God is saying, I can't help you if you're relying on Egypt, if your trust is in Egypt, if your dependency is upon Egypt or in Egypt, I can't help you. Amen. But look at verse 5. It says, as birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. That's us. Defending also, he will deliver it, and passing over, he will what? Preserve it. Amen. Hallelujah. I know a lot of us, we use this statement a lot these days, and it's very well put, is when you walk in according to the power of God and the Holy Spirit within you. We say stuff like, I don't look like what I've been through, but praise God. In other words, we must let people know, don't get it twisted. I may be meek, but I'm not weak. I'm not going to settle for this deception that you try to present me. Come on, somebody. We got the example in Isaiah 31. Amen. I don't want God to give me a woe because I have compromised. Excuse me. I don't want God to say woe unto me because I'm feeling, just because I'm a remnant, that I'm going to be overtaken by the Egypt in all its appeared mightiness, because God, hallelujah, God is all powerful. Come on, somebody. Amen. Now, as I continue to go on, I'm going to say these three again. God said, in this verse, he said, I will preserve you. I will defend you. I will deliver you. Hallelujah. I will preserve you. I will defend you. I will deliver you. So don't put your trust in man, no matter how it look like. Amen. I don't look like what I've been through. Amen. As a matter of fact, it don't even matter to me what you think of me, as long as I know I'm about my Father's business. Amen. What you think of me is none of my business. Come on, somebody. Can I get a witness? I'm saying again, what you think of me is none of my business. You know why? Because God got me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God got me. Hallelujah. We got Hebrews 10:25. According to the New Living Translation, this is how it sounds. It says, and let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do. But encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. I'm going to say again, people, God, don't be like them. These people that God gave that charge against, don't be like them. Amen? You ought to say to yourself tonight, say, I'm not going to be like them. My question to you again, do you know who you are flocking with? Amen? You should know who you are flocking with. Amen? Other words, there are God has, well, let me back up. Let me slow down. I'll get a little excited. Greater is he who is in you. How you can know who you're flocking with, whether or not they are friend or foe, is through the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. Amen? So I want to charge you tonight to hold on, stay focused. Amen? Now, let's get back to the text. First, they did not trust the Holy One. Amen? We must understand that he alone is holy. I'm talking about God. He is set apart. Amen? He is holy. Amen? Judah's only hope of deliverance from the Australian threat was the Lord. Amen? But the Jews totally ignored him. The only one that can help them, they ignored. I think about Noah when he was building that ark, 120 years, and people disregard him. Today, people disregard you. They disregard me. But one thing you best to know, people, God, if you have been called by God and you know what your purpose is, it don't matter who is with you. Come on. And sometimes, you know what? You got to go by yourself. That's the bottom line. That's where that old song say, I'll go if I got to go by myself. So God issued a strong warning to Judah, in particular to the pro-Egyptian politicians who, what, ignored the Lord, and they sought the help of Egypt, according to verses 2 through 5. Amen? The Lord will prove that his wisdom far exceeds the wisdom of politicians. Amen? The Lord is the one who is truly wise, and therefore he should be trusted. Amen? The leaders of Judah felt that the only wise course was to seek Egypt. Amen? But in his wisdom, the Lord knew better. I'm just trying to say something to somebody. Amen? From another old folk saying, if the shoe fitted, you wear it. Amen? If this fits you, then you should ask the Lord like for forgiveness. Lord, forgive me. I was wrong. I compromised. I gave in. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for giving me the word tonight that I may be set free from the hindrance that I have, what, placed upon myself. Amen? And through his prophet Isaiah, God warned the leaders not to seek the help of Egypt. Amen? Just as Isaiah predicted, if they sought an allegiance with Egypt, disaster would come, and the Lord's wise predictions would be fulfilled. The Lord would keep his word. All evildoers would be judged, according to verse 2. As he has warned centuries earlier through Moses, so it would be all who disobey his holy word would face the judgment. The Lord will destroy the wicked in Judah and all their allies, according to verses 2 through 4. The armies of both Judah and Egypt were mere men. Amen. Even though a band of shepherds opposed the lion, shouting and making as such noise as possible, they cannot frighten the lion. Because we, you know what? This leads me to John. John, the 15th chapter. Amen. And Jesus tells us in that scripture, he says that without me, you cannot do nothing. It starts off, yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you cannot do nothing. Amen. All who oppose the Lord and his people will face the Lord himself at his hand of judgment. And this is a direct reference to the Syrian army, which would soon set up a siege against Jerusalem. Amen. Now, I want to ask you a question tonight. Is you that remnant, as I begin to wind this message down, amen, like birds will hover overhead, the Lord will shield and deliver Jerusalem. He will save a remnant of believers through whom he will fulfill all his promises. It was necessary to save a remnant through whom he could send the Savior, hallelujah, and his word to the world. Amen. As we carry out our task throughout the day, how many of us ignore God, trusting only human power, our own abilities, wisdom, and technology to accomplish the task? Think about these questions. I'm winding down, y'all. Think about these questions for a moment. How many CEOs fail to base their business practices on the principles laid down in God's word? How many managers ignore the Lord's instructions about how to lead people? How many doctors, nurses, medical technicians depend upon only upon their own abilities, wisdom, and the latest technology to heal? Amen. How many of us act as if our fate is in our own hands? Obviously, we are to use what wisdom we have and technology we have developed to lessen the impact of nature's catastrophe forces as well as the diseases and aging process of human hands. Amen. Hallelujah. And I say again, we thank God for the word tonight. Our God sits high and he looks low. But there is another reason for repenting and turning back to the Lord. He promises to deliver his people from their enemy. Although the Jews would suffer the judgment of God's hand and the Syrian army would slaughter many of them, God would save a remnant of Jews. Although all of the other cities of Judah would be destroyed, God would save Jerusalem. God himself would destroy the Syrian army. Its soldiers would not fall by the sword of mere mortals, but by the sword of God. When God wielded his sword, the Syrian army, including his commander, would panic and flee in terror for their lives. Amen. The enemies of God and his people would suffer the consuming fire of God's holy presence. I want to thank God. Close this word tonight in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you that your word has returned, has went out and accomplished that what it was designed to do. It's all by your design. And I pray, Father God, from the sound of my voice through the Holy Spirit, Father God, if there's at least one person who don't know you as Lord and Savior, they will accept you tonight as their personal Lord and Savior. And I want to say thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight, Pastor Norman King, for an awesome, powerful, anointed word of God. For such a time as this, that's exactly the type of preaching that needs to be going forth on today, because so many people, so many pastors have gotten off their square and have forgotten their assignment, and they are fulfilling the flesh, their own flesh and the flesh of men. They're being men pleasers. They're preaching and teaching what people want to hear because they have itching ears, and that's dangerous. They're not fulfilling their God purpose, and they're causing the body of Christ to be scattered. And God do not want his flock to be scattered. They are also being liabilities to the kingdom of God instead of being assets to the kingdom of God. And you wonder why today we can't get people to come to Christ and be saved in Jesus' name, because some people can see through what you're doing, and they know that you're not doing what God called you. So tell them, truly teaching about sin and preaching God's word while you're yet being a doer of God's word. If you're going off the left field and you are coming up with your own designs and different things that you can come up with, like he said in this message, these different programs and everything that put the spotlight on you, then what are you there for? You're not fulfilling your God purpose. You're not standing on the word. You're not preaching God's word. You're not drawing souls to Jesus Christ. So you're not fulfilling your God purpose, and you're gonna give an account to God for that. Because if any souls is lost because of you not fulfilling your God purpose, because you are greedy and you are fulfilling your flesh in the church that God has placed you over, if he placed you there, that's a good question to consider. Did God place you there? Are you called by God? Did he anoint you? Did he appoint you? Because we have so many nowadays, they go right on a computer and they get a pastor's licenses, they get bishop degrees and licenses over the computer. They pay $500 or $600 or maybe even less. And before you know it, you have all these different pop-up pastors overnight. Then you have all these different churches that's popping up that's having churches out of their homes, and God did not call them to do that. So, in other words, they want to fulfill their own flesh. They don't want to preach the word. They don't want to preach about sin because they're so afraid they're going to lose members, which is going to cause them to lose money. And that way they can't do the things that they want to do, and they can't live up to their lifestyles and their friends that are doing the same things that they're doing, that's calling themselves pastors and prophets and bishops, and they know that God didn't call them. So God is not in that mess. That's what it is. It's a bunch of mess, and God is not in that. So you got to know for sure, without a doubt, that you have been called by God, you have been anointed and appointed by God, because like Pastor Norman King said in his word, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, if you know that you've been anointed and appointed for such a time as this, and you are being a doer of God's word, and you don't have no hidden agendas or motives, but you're going to stand on God's word, you're going to preach about sin, you're going to preach the unadulterated word of God, no matter what the people say, no matter how the looks on their faces, God said in his word, don't look at their faces. If you have to preach with your back against to the congregation, I'm saying this myself, then that's what you do, but you still preach the word, stand on the word, so that your purpose will be fulfilled, God will be glorified, and the enemy will be horrified, because he know that he is you, whether it's a male or female, that has been called by God, and you are doing what God called you to do. He has your back. The word says, vengeance is mine. He said he's going to repay. So you continue to stand on the wall, continue to preach and teach God's word while you're yet being a doer of his word and leading God's people, that souls will be saved through the ministry, through the word, and the ministry that God has placed you over. So Pastor Norman King, again, you do great work, and I thank God for you and for the listening audience. And I feel to announce it at the beginning before he came on with the word, and he did announce it in doing his message, that Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina, I am so excited and happy to say that he is my first cousin. And he is not only my first cousin, but he's my brother in Christ. And so I thank God for him. He is an anointed man of God. He's a family man, and he's a working man. So he's not just talking. He's preaching, and he's living what he's preaching and teaching about. And so that's what we need more of them like him. We need more doers of God's word who do not have hidden motives and agendas. They are preaching the word. They're standing on it. And no matter what people say, how they think or feel about them, they are fulfilling their God purpose. So Pastor Norman King, you continue to do what God has called you to do, no matter how people look at you or no matter what they say. You just stand on God's word and know that he has your back, just like you said in the word. God has your back. And like he have your back, he have mine too. So I'm not worried about what people say, because they do talk. And they're still wrestling. They start up a lot of mess. And we have to know, as Christians, we have to look beyond the people. I don't care if they are anointed or not. If Satan is using them, we have to look beyond them and see who's causing them to act and do the things that they're doing and say the things they're saying. So we just must continue to pray for them, that they will continue to be led by God so that they can fulfill their God purpose, that he will be glorified through them. So we thank you, Pastor Norman King, for that awesome, powerful word on tonight, a much-needed word for tonight, for times that we're living in. We are truly living in the evil and last days. The handwriting is on the wall. Can't you see? that Jesus Christ is soon to come again? Yes, God's Son, the same one that came down from glory the first time in the form of flesh. He came down with a purpose, and he fulfilled it. He came down to pay our sin debt with his own blood, that our sins could be forgiven. And that's what he did. He died for us. He was humiliated. He was criticized and persecuted. He was scandalized. He was scorned. He was beaten and spat upon for us. And he paid our sin debt, a debt that he did not owe, but he knew that it was a debt we could not pay. So I just thank God for Jesus. And we thank God that he's now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints of God on tonight. And that same Jesus, if he don't come back anytime soon, we're all going to leave this world by way of death. The word of God tells us it has been appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So we're all going to stand before God one day, and we're going to give an account for every deed done in our bodies, in our minds, in our thoughts, and whatever comes out of our mouths. We're going to stand before God, all of us, and give an account. Whether it's good or bad, we're going to stand before God and give an account. So I thank God for the word on tonight. I thank God that I'm saved in Jesus' name. I thank God for Pastor Norman King, knowing that he is saved. He's a man of God. And he is a man of God, just like myself, that's trying to fulfill our purpose and trying to reach the lost. That's what the word tells us. We are to go into the hedges and highways and compel men, women, boys, and girls that Jesus saves. He still saves today, and God still works miracles. He's saving souls today. He do not desire that any souls be lost. His desire is that all would be saved. So it's our job as Christians to go out into the hedges and highways and not always have the spotlight on us, but point people to Jesus Christ as we're being doers of his word and being used by God. That's what we're to do, is take the spotlight off of us. We don't always have to have our names on a program and be up front where people can see us, because you're taking the focus off God. And he said he is a jealous God. And so he said we should not put anyone before him, no man, no woman, no job, no car, no money, no anything material or people. We should not put anybody before God, because he's a jealous God. And as my mother used to say, and I'm sure my cousin, his mother, Auntie Maggie May, used to say, you know, God meant what he said, and he said what he says what he means, and he means what he says. And God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. So it behooves all of us as Christians to make sure that we know that the question that came from Pastor Norman King tonight, do you know who you are flocking with? And that's a good question for all of us. Examine yourself in the word, not according to me or Pastor Norman King, but according to the word, and that way you know you can't go wrong. Do you know who you are flocking with? That's the message. That's the word on tonight. So right now, I just, again, thank Pastor Norman King for that powerful word on tonight. Continue to be blessed, Pastor Norman King, and I thank you for sharing on tonight in my fourth year anniversary as an worldwide internet radio host on Blog Talk Radio. It has been such a blessing. I thank God for this open door, and I don't take it lightly or for granted, because I know it was the Lord's doing, and it is still marvelous in my eyes. I don't know about anybody else's eyes, but it's marvelous in my eyes, because I know I have been called by God for such a time as this. And I thank God for what he's doing in my life. And I'm trying to be one of those that fulfill every talent and every gift that he has blessed and anointed me with, because I know it's not about me. It's all that I can be giving God glory through each gift and each talent that he has blessed me and anointed me with to fulfill my God purpose in the earth. And I thank God for Pastor Norman King, what God is doing through him, his life and his ministry and through his family. So right now, I thank him again for sharing this fourth year anniversary with me on my internet radio show. And then also, as I said earlier, that this is my first year as being executive director and host on Blog Talk Radio. So once again, I'm going to ask all listeners, I thank God for my new hosts that are up under me. God has placed two new hosts up under me. So I am now their executive director as well. So they have their own shows up under me. Once again, Prophetess Vadira Hayward, her show is titled Releasing the Sounds. You can hear her every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. And then every first and every third Thursday is Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. Again, he comes on every first and every third Saturday, every first and every third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. And I'm so excited to announce that coming this Thursday, that will be, let me get my calendar, make sure I have it right, Thursday, July 6th, Minister Sharon Rambis, He is my bishop and pastor's armor bearer. And as you all know, that he comes on every first Thursday of the month, and he always comes forth with a powerful word. He's coming forth this coming Thursday, July the 6th, with another powerful word. Again, that's my bishop, armor bearer, Minister Sharon Rambis. And I thank God for my bishop and pastor, and I want to give a shout-out to him right now, Bishop James A. Jennings, and also to my church family. I love you, and you're always in my prayers. So right now, I just want to ask Pastor Norman King, while I still have him on the line. Pastor Norman King, while you're on the line, if you don't mind, if you would share with the worldwide listeners, if there's anyone, a church or anyone that would like for you to come to their church, or if they would like for you to speak over another internet radio program or however, how can people reach you? Could you please give out your contact information? And then also, if you want to give any shout outs, this is your opportunity.
Yeah, my email is Victor's Lightman Ministry, VICTORS 1940NK, like Norman King, at gmail.com. I can be reached by email. And yes, I just want to give a shout out to all of my first cousins up there in Detroit, Michigan. I love all of y'all. I know we haven't seen each other in a while, but just give you Godspeed. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, on tonight, yes, we're going to get ready to close out tonight's program. Again, this is a ministry, and I love it, and I thank God for it. For such a time as this, we need more ministries like this that are really bringing forth men and women, powerful men and women that are not afraid to bring God's word and stand firm on God's word in holy boldness. So that's what Pastor Norman King has done on tonight. So we thank God for him for delivering that powerful word for such a time as this. And as we get ready to close out for tonight, I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, again, we come to say thank you for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We know that we're not worthy of it. We don't deserve it. But because of your agape love, Lord, we thank you that you're not like man. You're not fickle, Heavenly Father. Sometimes, man, we can say one thing. We can be for you one minute, then be against you the next minute. But you change not. You fail not. You cannot lie. We thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless us. Continue to strengthen us and anoint us, those that are being doers of your word without hidden motives and agendas. You know who they are. So we pray that you will continue to bless each one of us individually and then as a corporate body, that you will be glorified through us all. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up Jerusalem and we lift up Israel to you on tonight. Heavenly Father, that your will be done in Jerusalem and in Israel for your glory. Continue to touch and lead and guide President Trump, and all world leaders, Heavenly Father. And if they're not saved, we pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts and their minds, that you would send a word through a vessel that would speak into their lives, that they too would be able to surrender and yield to Jesus Christ and open their mouths and confess him and ask him to come into their hearts so they will be saved as well, that you would be glorified, so that they, Heavenly Father, can be led and directed by you, that they would do what's right for all people all around the world, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless and anoint each vessel that's going to bring your word on tomorrow. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, bless the services on tomorrow. People that are in attendance in a church tomorrow that's open, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, fill your presence. Let your words go forth with power through the vessels that are going to bring your word on tomorrow. And we pray that it will save many souls your word on tomorrow, and backsliders will come back to the fold, and the body of Christ will be strengthened, edified, and built up in the name of Jesus is our prayer. Heavenly Father, continue to have your way in our lives, that you alone will be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name, continue to touch little Casey, his mother, and his family as they enjoy their vacation here in Detroit. And then we pray that you will grant them traveling grace as they get ready, whenever they head back to Fayetteville, North Carolina, grant them traveling grace and mercy to make it arrive safely back home. So continue to touch little Casey, and even though he has polio, we know that you have a purpose for his life and that it will be fulfilled through him for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, good night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Praise. Yes, sir.
Yeah.